Track 3. Reading and listening. Read and listen to the following story, then answer the questions.
Shopping etiquette. Around the world, you will always find different ways of asking for things. Shopping, addressing other people, etc. Every culture has differences, and when traveling, one has to get to know them before getting to our destination. It's called world etiquette. Nevertheless, apart from learning ways of requesting something in different places and cultures, there is one thing which is universal, and it is called respect. Last week, my best friend and I went to have breakfast at a very popular restaurant here in my town. There were a lot of clients waiting for a table, and some of them had been waiting for about an hour. It's such a good restaurant, and no one wanted to leave. They were serving coffee and donuts while we waited, and we were in the best mood, so the wait was easy. Suddenly, it was our time to get our table, and as we entered the place, we saw a large group of people, about 15, in a table next to ours. We didn't mind. The waiter seemed quite worried, but we thought it was due to the rush he was in. He gave us the menu and apologized for the wait, offering fresh orange juice and a basket of fresh bread and butter as a treat. He left and we started looking at the menu, when we heard a lady with a child in her hand starting to shout at the waiter very rudely. We were awed to hear everything she was saying, even cursing at him. The waiter just kept on sweating and running around like a madman. We saw and heard what they were doing to him, and we thought it was very rude. Everything fell to pieces when the 5-year-old girl on the other end of the table spilled soda on her grandma while she laughed loudly. I got up and went to find some help. Evidently, there was no respect whatsoever in this family. The manager told me that this had been going on since they had arrived, and it was difficult talking to them, so out of respect, they kept their distance. I was so upset. I went back to the table. Before sitting down, I asked the man in his 40s, who was sitting close to me, if he could check the girl, as she was making a mess, and the waiter was not responsible for that. The man was busy on his cell phone and had not noticed what was going on, so he got up and sat next to the girl and asked her to apologize to her grandmother. I guess he was some kind of a fatherly figure to the girl, but not the father. The girl apologized to the old lady. The rest of the family noticed this, and they looked at each other, apparently this being something unusual for them. As they all stared at each other quietly, we saw the man going back to his seat. When he came back, he told me, "Thank you for letting me know. I was absorbed in something, and this family came to sit in at my table. I don't know who they are." He smiled and turned again to his cell phone. My friend and I looked at each other and wondered what could have happened for this family to behave like this. They ate quietly the rest of the time and apologized to the man close to me. I guess they learned their lesson on respect. Sometimes we only notice something is wrong when someone else opens our eyes.